This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
COVID-19 mitigation beginning Friday, gyms will be allowed to remain open on an appointment basis. Masks must be worn during exercise regardless of spacing, and locker rooms will be closed. Fitness centers and hotels will be closed. Travel sports are also suspended, and bowling lanes will be closed. Salons and barbershops will be permitted to remain open, but masks must be worn. Facials and beard trims are suspended. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
He still thinks he won. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump tweeting his lawyers see a clear and viable path to victory and that the pieces are falling very nicely into place. Now, he is getting some help from two elections officials in Michigan where Joe Biden won. Fox's Jeff Manasso explains live.
Dave, two Republican members of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers citing threats to their families say they were bullied into changing their original no votes. They've now rescinded their certification votes, they say based on election numbers that don't add up in Wayne County and that they were misled by Democrats on a solution to certify on the condition of an independent audit. Though an agreement that Democratic Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson later said was non-binding, setting up uncertainty and, at the very least, Dave, another legal challenge in Michigan.
Jeff, Democrats say there is no widespread fraud, and Georgia's final results from a hand count are expected today to show Joe Biden still leads there. The president, though, still thinks it'll flip his way, and the president-elect is very worried about COVID.
You look at those curves I look at every day in the brief I get. It is skyrocketing.
A 250,000 deaths now and record hospitalizations. Biden also concerned not being able to coordinate with the Trump administration in his transition could slow vaccine distribution. Republican Senator James Lankford keeps calling for Biden to get intelligence briefings, telling Fox Business.
I'm obviously a big Trump supporter. I want him to be able to win. I want these recounts to be able to show that was a problem. But in the meantime, we've got to be able to have both sides get intel briefings so we're prepared.
There's been a spike back up in unemployment. Fox's Lillian Wu has this live.
Dave, we're seeing the economy struggling to keep people working as cases spike around the country. Last week, 742,000 laid off Americans applied for first-time jobless help. That's higher than expected, and 31,000 more than the week before. The number of continuing claims, 6.37 million. Dave?
And Lillian, on Wall Street, stock futures down modestly. America's listening to Fox News.
It's happening. Publishers Clearing House is awarding a $2,500,000 mega prize in just days. Enter now at PCH.com, and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win the $2,500,000 mega prize. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 11/29. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
In addition to the two Senate runoffs looming in Georgia in January to determine which party will control the Senate in the next Congress, 10 House races are still not called yet. Republicans lead in 9 of them and could end up with 213 seats, more than they currently have, but still not quite enough. So Democrats will keep the majority in the House.
House Democrats reelected Speaker Nancy Pelosi to lead their conference in the next Congress, renominating her for another term as Speaker.
I consider this a gift. And I can't wait to be working with Joe Biden and preparing us for our transition into the future.
Pelosi will still need to win 218 votes, an outright majority on the House floor to serve another term as Speaker, and she will have a smaller majority of Democrats to do it. She also told reporters she stands by comments made in 2018 to serve only 2 terms as Speaker, though stopped short of saying definitively this will be her last term. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
As the U.S. plans to withdraw 2,000 more troops from Afghanistan in the next 2 months, another country is apologizing to the Afghans.
Australia's military says a war crimes investigation has found evidence elite Australian troops unlawfully killed 39 civilians and prisoners in Afghanistan.
These findings allege the most serious breaches.
The head of the Australian Defence Force, Angus Campbell, calls the claims deeply disturbing.
This shameful record includes alleged instances in which new patrol members were coerced to shoot a prisoner in order to achieve that soldier's first kill.
The Defence Force chief says he sincerely apologises to the people of Afghanistan. Simon Owen, Fox News.
NBA teams picked 60 new players in a draft last night delayed by COVID before the next season starts next month. Anthony Edwards, the number one pick by Minnesota. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
I wear a mask for my community and my patients. This is Tanya Andrix of Crossing Healthcare. The mental and physical health of this community is my number one concern. And I get it. We are all frustrated and tired of this pandemic. But frustration and worry and anger won't make it go away. The only way to help our community is to practice social distancing, proper hand washing, and to wear a mask when you're in public. If everyone did their part, we could not only save our businesses, but save lives. Isn't that worth it? Please do your part and wear a mask.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 68 and wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and windy with a low around 51. For Friday, slight chance of rain afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 64. And Saturday, 40% chance of rain and cloudy with a high near 48. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06, and this look at your weather brought to you by Moroa Lumber Company. Quality materials, trusted knowledge, and expertise.
Great news for Decatur. We'll visit with Nicole Bateman from the Economic Development Corporation. We'll also talk to Dr. Brad Holmes about this year's Vespers. A little different, but we're still going to have that to enjoy. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Nick, don't let me forget, one story I want to get to today is that Matthew McConaughey is talking about running for governor of Texas. And so on the letterhead, does it have just, you know, the JKL? I mean, you know, is that the new license plate in the state of Texas? We'll get to that in a little bit. But we start with really, really good news that broke about an hour ago. You can see the full story at nowdecatur.com. Nicole Bateman joins us, president of the EDC of Decatur and Macon County. Nicole, good morning. I hope you and your family are all doing well and staying safe in these trying times.
We are. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for asking.
All right. Let's talk about the work behind this. How long has this been in discussion? What did it take to get to this point to make this announcement today?
So this project came onto our plate at the EDC a little over 15 months ago. So there were a few prior discussions with ADM, and ADM then introduced Innova Feed to the EDC, recognizing that this was a real opportunity for them to potentially locate in Decatur. Now, they were also looking at other sites throughout the United States, but what was really unique about this project was that we got to develop a relationship with the Innova Feed company leadership from day one. Oftentimes, projects that come our way, if they come to us and it's not something that we directly, you know, sought out ourselves, we're working with a site selector or a third party, and we don't necessarily get to talk to the company leadership directly. It's very transactional. In this situation, we were able to develop a relationship, and that grew over the past 15 months. And so today feels a little extra special for me, if you will, I suppose, because I feel like, you know, now we're introducing friends to the community because they've been such cool partners in this process, not just between the obviously the EDC and Innova Feed, but with ADM and the city of Decatur has been outstanding. And then, you know, bringing in the state of Illinois as well and all the partners that have made this happen. It's been a really cool but long process. And I guess in the scheme of things, 15 months actually is pretty quick considering some of the other projects we're working on take several years.
Well, particularly given the last 8 months, lasting about 5 years. Let's talk a little bit about Innova Feed. They're a French company, correct?
They
work in premium insect ingredients for animal feed. What does that mean?
So Innova Feed is a French bioscience company, and they make nutrient-rich insect protein for the aquaculture, so fish, and animal feed industries. They breed, InnovaFeed breeds black soldier fly larvae, so flies, right? So it's a special fly that comes, I believe, from South America, and they breed that soldier fly larvae through a process where they use every part of the black soldier fly. So the protein from the larvae is used in as an alternative to fish feed and aquaculture systems, and then the insect oil is used as an alternative to palm oil to feed poultry and swine. And then the feces, called frass, is used as a natural organic fertilizer for growing corn, whose byproduct will feed the black soldier fly larvae, and then the process begins all over again. So it's very circular and very sustainable process.
Yeah, I'm not gonna even try to say that I understood any of that, other than it sounds very impressive and very scientific. Now, this will be, if I'm not mistaken, will literally be the largest of this type of facility in the world, right?
It will be, yep. It's the world's largest insect protein production site once it's built out. Now, they do have two sites in France right now. InnovaFeed has their pilot plant, and then just today, on French time, they commissioned their first production plant there. Now, that currently is the largest, but once they finish building Indicator, we will have the largest of its kind.
Okay, and then let's talk about the economic impact here on Macon County. How many direct and indirect jobs will this produce?
So it'll come in phases. There's currently planned two phases, and at the end of phase two, they're going to have more than 280 jobs at that facility, production jobs, research and development jobs, and others. And then because of that, when you take your multiplier and you look at the construction jobs as well, there would be about 400 indirect jobs in the region by the end of the second phase.
That's impressive. And I know the governor weighed in, the mayor of Decatur, of course, Chris Cuddy, and all the great folks at ADM. You know, this used to be called sort of economic gardening, right? You know, you would look at existing industries or existing companies and how can we grow in and around them. This still seems to me the best way for economic growth in our community. Yeah, we want to land new stuff, but man, let's build off our existing stuff. And this seems like a perfect example of that.
Exactly. Most of the economic development that will happen in our community, and in any community for that matter, stems from companies that are already here or relationships or benefiting companies that they work with as well. That is a really great way to grow your community, because companies are looking for certain assets and characteristics, you know, like we have, like transportation, water, things like that, location and logistics, but they're also looking for suppliers and those upstream and downstream opportunities that they can have that will, you know, bring opportunity to their business. They're looking at all of that, and we have so much of that in our community and a variety of different industries. And so, yes, so that's where, you know, our targets are definitely companies that will benefit by having and forming relationships with the companies that already exist here in the region.
And then what will ADM do for them? You know, what is it that they provide this French biotech company?
So InnovaFeed has a co-location industrial symbiosis model where they co-locate with an agriculture producer. And here in America, it's going to be with ADM. And so they're going to co-locate on ADM's Decatur Corn Processing Complex. And ADM is going to supply feedstock and waste heat and some other things to InnovaFeed. And by doing that, that cuts down on ADM waste, that cuts down on wasted heat, and InnovaFeed is able to use those byproducts, if you will, and those wasted products in their process, and so that lowers kind of the environmental footprint overall.
It is amazing. I've always been amazed over the years at what ADM is able to do as far as sustainable production and just sort of getting everything out of everything. And this seems to be just an extension of that. And how cool is it in the agribusiness capital of the world to be talking about a French biotech company coming to Decatur? I just think it's fantastic. Kudos to you. I know a lot of work was put into this. And when you said 15 months, I thought that was impressively fast. I mean, I thought that sounded like a really quick number. But I can't even imagine the amount of work that's been put into this.
It is a lot of work, and it was a pure joy to work on this project, because the people behind all the companies and all the parties involved have just been extraordinary on collaborating and sharing information and really, you know, want it to be a partnership to make things work to benefit the community, which is why I think it's going to be, you know, once they're built and up and running, an outstanding company to work for. It's a cool process. It's a cool product, but it's a really neat company that's very high tech and innovative. And we're just super proud that they have chosen Decatur for their first U.S. facility.
And I'm trying to also think about 20,000 metric tons of fly. You know, I don't even know how to picture that. It sounds like a lot.
It's a lot, yeah. You know, they have produced some really cool videos. NovaFeed has put these out there to see. I know you've got them on your website. We'll have them at Decatur EDC as well. And kind of explains the process of what they do, how they do it, and then also kind of converts that to you know, how many truckloads or how many rail cars, things like that. So we can kind of get a grasp on it.
Yes.
But yeah, it's pretty neat.
20,000 metric tons of oils, 60,000 metric tons of animal feed protein, and 400,000 metric tons of fertilizer. Unbelievable. Nicole, congratulations. And how is the, you know, the city and the state, this kind of thing happens with a partnership. If you could, before we go, just a quick explanation of how all of that works for folks who are not in economic development.
Sure. So oftentimes we'll be working with a client, and at a certain point in the process, then they will want to be introduced to, you know, the heads of the community in which they may look to locate. And so then you start talking about the infrastructure and those types of needs that are going to be needed by and required by the company. They also will need to be discussing permitting and all those very technical nuances and details that go with the physical building of a structure or renovating a structure, if you will, if that is the case. And then working with the state of Illinois as well to talk about incentives, you know, what opportunities are available out there for either tax incentives or grants that could be available, workforce incentives and opportunities and programs. A lot of, you know, there is a lot out there to explore, and especially if you're on kind of the cutting edge of your industry like InnovaFeed is, there's a lot to kind of walk through and determine. And so pulling in all of those resources is important when you're looking at working with a company to make sure that everything aligns. And I can't say enough good things about the partnership that we had with Scott Wrighton, the city manager, and John Kitsis, the deputy city manager and the mayor, on this project as well, because they've just been, you know, okay, what do you need? How can we make this happen? Let's really bring some great things to Decatur. And it's been a great, great partnership with them.
And I would suggest that I saw the quote from the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Development Opportunity Director, and I would correct her just in one thing. She says, with agriculture a leading industry and employer for communities across our state, agriculture is the number one leading industry and job creator in the state of Illinois.
It is, because agriculture, as you and I have talked for, you know, years about this, it's not just farming. It is food production. And the state of Illinois is one of the leading food producers, whether that's animal feed or human food and nutrition products in the country. And certainly ADM here in Tate & Lyle and our other companies here in Decatur contribute to that largely. And so it is the leading industry, and there's a variety of ways to be involved in that, not just directly in farming.
I just think it's sexy when your press release gets to start out Chicago and Paris.
Agreed. Yeah, there's something about, you know, Paris or Paris, as they say, is just, yeah, pretty, pretty cool. So, yeah, I'm excited, excited to have them here. They are going to then attract, different types of companies and opportunities, I think, down the road. And obviously we'll work to do that as well. That maybe we'd not ever pictured Decatur home to before, but this really presents and opens up a door for a lot of cool opportunities in the future.
Fantastic news. Kudos to you and all your staff and for everyone involved. Nicole Bateman, the president of the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur and Macon County. Nick, that is so cool. 280 direct jobs, 400 indirect jobs, meaning people in construction and, you know, electricians and, you know, for the build-out. But to have a French, you know, leading the world in this tech, building the biggest facility in the world, the largest facility for this right here in Decatur, Illinois.
I got to tell you, Brian, this is how some of these things
you know, these big clusters, they start this way. I mean, Silicon Valley is an example, and then you have Silicon Prairie out there in the middle of the Dakotas. You look, and all of a sudden, we're putting up these ag technology companies that all can kind of cut down on travel and waste and all these different things. Like, maybe it makes sense to be a neighbor to a company like that, and all things seem to be possible in that way. And to your point, so cool that it's on the cutting edge of technology and all of that. I love it.
Good news. And there is a lot of hard work. The last 8 months, you know, we talked about the mayor and all the work she's had to do in this pandemic. They're still doing this too.
Right. You know, when Nicole called, I could sense it in her voice. This one was important. You know, she's excited about this, and rightfully so. And she said she's met some really good people with the company that, are very enthusiastic about our community, which tells you, all right, that people are looking at us different than they were in the 80s and 90s. And they're looking at us from across the globe. And for me, that's like it puts a smile on my face, because here, I'm proud of my city, and it appears that people in France are too.
Now, here's the thing to take away from this, among many things, but a French biotech company leading the world in this technology brings brain power to your community. I mean, it truly does. And so very, very exciting. All right, we got to take a quick break. Dr. Brad Holmes will join us on the other side. There's still going to be a Vespers this year. A little different, but this is what we do at the best of us, you know, as Americans. We figure out how to pivot. We figure out how to give you something you love, even if it's a different version of it. But you don't have to just pull the plug. We'll talk about Vespers on the other side of the break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today is mostly sunny with a high near 68 and wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and windy with a low around 51. For Friday, slight chance of rain afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 64. And Saturday, 40% chance of rain and cloudy with a high near 48. Current temperature downtown Decatur is 55 degrees and your WSOY time is 8:21.
Hi, this is Lori from Dunker Electric Supply and the Lighting Center. Did you know we are family-owned and have served Decatur since 1971? That's over 48 years. And did you know we are Macon County's only full-service electrical supply and lighting showroom? We carry a full selection of electrical supplies, tools, and the most diverse, up-to-date, trendy selection of lighting fixtures around, with customer service that is unmatched by any competition. Stop in and see us at 1744 North 22nd Street or on the web at dunkerelectric.com.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, UC Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. UC's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do, evolving to create lasting impact for your family and legacy. Learn more at BUC.com. UC is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
Springfield Clinic is committed to providing high-quality health care along with an excellent patient experience, because your health is our job. Providing value to you is our duty. And caring for those who make our community home, that's our mission. Springfield Clinic, caring for you here.
November, the month of Thanksgiving, a time to reflect on our blessings. This year, the staff at Shop on Main is especially grateful and says thank you for supporting them. Thank you for checking Shop on Main first for unique selection of apparel. Thank you for loving their jewelry, gloves, wraps, and even the new fashion accessory, the mask. And thank you for purchasing gifts, holiday, and home decor. Open 10 to 5 weekdays, 10 to 4 on Saturday at 407 North Main Street. Shop on Main, modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Yeah. You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. One of the great holiday traditions in this community for years and years has been Vespers, and Dr. Brad Holmes joins us from Millikan University to talk about their efforts this year to still bring you a facsimile of Vespers and the joy that it provides. Brad, how are you this morning? Good to have you with us.
Doing well, Brian. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, all right. I can't imagine. This has been a big part of your life for how long?
Well, about 30 years. I've been involved with this, and so it's a unique. We're all experiencing unique things this year.
All right. So is it important to just, you know, I mean, clearly you can't do it the way you've always done it. You can't have large crowds, indoor, you know, theater kind of experiences. So when did you start talking about this? How did you arrive at what you wanted to do? And then give us the details about how people can still consume Vespers this year.
Well, you know, we've all been looking at this since summer and trying to figure out what was going to happen. And you know, we knew there's two things. There's an audience that's got to deal with the COVID issues, and then there's choirs. And I don't know whether you're as aware as anybody that singing in a choir apparently is the most dangerous undertaking on the planet right now. The cloud produced by singing is something that we've had to be really, really conscious of. So we realized very early on that we were going to have to adjust, and I think it's we're very excited about this event. We've drawn the best of Vespers from the past 5 years of broadcasts. We've had 5 years with working with WAND to broadcast this regionally. And so we've drawn the best out of that and kind of created our own program. And then we've added to that the opportunity for our students to create virtual choirs. And so we'll do a couple of tunes to add in the 2020 version of Vespers with students who worked very hard to create a couple of virtual tunes. We feel like this is a bridge to the future. We're looking back. We don't want to just spend our time looking back. We want to move forward, and this is a way to do it.
All right. Now give me the details about where and when people can view this.
Right. It's going to, it's going to be live streamed on the same time frames that Vespers always occurs, that first weekend of December. And so on Saturday night at 7 o'clock and on Sunday at 2 o'clock, December 5th and 6th, we'll live stream this on the Millikan Facebook page, on the Millikan website, on the Millikan YouTube channel. They can just go onto the Millikan website and Millikan.edu, and they can find their way to this performance. And we recognize that Vespers is not an event without ears and without an audience. And so we're very hopeful for people to come and help us carry this spirit into the next season. And to help us build that bridge to the time when we can return and do it face to face.
I think you're going to get a tremendous turnout. So many people look to this as such a big part of their holiday season, and for many, it's sort of the kind of official kickoff of Christmas and what it means. And it's such a powerful performance. And then hopefully, Brad, you get new people maybe who have never had the experience. They can do it in the comfort of their home. Once again, December 5th at 7 p.m., December 6th at 2 p.m. We will have links up for that. There's already talk with Dane about some rebroadcast on Christmas Eve and Christmas. But Dr. Brad Holmes, we appreciate your innovation and keeping this great tradition alive this year, and hopefully we are all back at Kirkland Fine Arts Center next December.
And Brian, thanks to WSOY for always just trying to build the community, and this is certainly a community builder, and we really salute you all for what you do to keep things going.
Dr. Brad Holmes from Millikan University. Appreciate it. Nick, I'm so happy, and I didn't want to tease. I knew the best of, but I didn't know exactly what the new, arousing new musical experiences were going to be, but they're doing some virtual stuff, which will be brand new.
That's exciting. This is the Super Bowl on campus. I mean, this is what all your friends that came to that school build to, and it's great for the community. And I love that they've brought 2020 in with the classics. This is going to be a really cool performance.
Absolutely. 7 p.m. on December 5th, 2 p.m. on December 6th, so you can still have that first weekend in December and that incredible, incredible performance and experience at your fingertips. Hopefully it gets a bigger audience than it's ever had, and we're all back where we want to be next December. Congratulations to Brad and the entire crew. We're going to take a break for stories and news. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Shiloh with your stories now. Governor J.B. Pritzker continues to resist calls to close schools despite an increase in COVID-19 and a call from the Illinois Federation of Teachers. The Illinois Federation of Teachers urged the Illinois State Board of Education and Governor Pritzker to close all schools during the COVID-19 surge. Decatur Public Schools have opted to stay with remote learning until at least January 15th. In addition, Springfield District 186 and Champaign schools have moved to remote learning. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state has set parameters that are safe for schools. The most recent data from ISBE shows nearly 850 districts are reporting a total of 1.9 million students, with 1.2 million fully remote, nearly 600,000 in a blended option, and just 170,000 are in person. Governor Pritzker extended the Illinois eviction ban through 2020. However, he also added restrictions that rental owner advocates will say root out bad actors that are looking to take advantage of their landlords. Illinois previously had no requirements for tenants to show that they are unable to pay rent in order to avoid eviction. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump announces a news conference being held by his attorneys at noon Eastern at Republican headquarters in D.C. to lay out what he calls a very clear and viable path to victory in the presidential election. Results of the hand recount in Georgia are due to be released today.
About 5,800 uncounted ballots were found at Floyd, Walton, Douglas, and Fayette counties. Some were not uploaded properly, while others were never counted in the first place. These votes slightly narrow the gap between the candidates, with Joe Biden now leading with 12,781 votes over the president.
Janice Yu with Fox 5 Atlanta. New unemployment claims are up for the first time in 5 weeks.
We came in at 742,000. This is the week ending November 14th. Continuing claims, that came in a little bit less than expected, 6.372 million.
Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassoni. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our 6 convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 68 and wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and windy with a low around 51. For Friday, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 64. And Saturday, we've got a 40% chance of rain and cloudy with a high of 48. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 57 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on this Thursday, time now to head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed lower on Wednesday, and the Dow was down 344 points to 29,438. Investor confidence was undermined by the continued significant coronavirus spread in many parts of the United States, and what measures, including restrictions, have been and may be announced to combat the crisis. In European trading, the London FTSE was down 0.64%, and the DAX in Frankfurt was down 0.81%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 0.36%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was up 1/32nd, yielding 0.860%. Gold futures were down $12.90 at $1,860.90. Crude oil futures were down 26 cents at $41.56 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading at 29,260, a negative 177 points, ADM at 48.51, Ameren 78.34, Caterpillar 171.58, Norfolk Southern 239.96, PPG 140.70, Tate & Lyle 35.64, and Mueller Water 11.77. And today I quote Bill King, "Yesterday's the past, tomorrow's the future, but today is a gift, And that's why it's called the present. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. All right, a couple of quick things, Nick. You had a question about where this was going to be located in our discussion about the InnovaFeed, the French company coming to town, coinciding with ADM.
Yeah.
Was that your question or was somebody else asking?
Well, I was just kind of reading through it, and I think Nicole mentioned it might be on ADM's campus, but I didn't.
They're going to co-locate at the Decatur Corn Processing Complex, so it will be literally on the campus of ADM. Yes, the main campus there.
And do you have any idea if that's the new construction or remodeled?
I think it's going to be a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. Awesome.
Yeah, there's two phases that will happen, and the work is expected to begin in 2021. Clearly, you know, in a world we live in today, you know, that certainty is harder to sort of pinpoint.
Right. Yeah, I did look on nowdecatur.com, and I only had a few moments to scan. There's a lot to read there, and the videos I watched on mute that are they look very interesting. I can't wait to actually go back and hear what they have to say. It's really neat.
If you can find the wonder and dissecting a fly down to all of its minutiae,
right,
and what that means for sustainability and livestock feed and fertilizer and all of these things. It's crazy, right?
Absolutely. And then you take out of another major consideration is waste, you know, and that's not only better for the planet to not have things that are wasted, but also it's efficiency. When your byproduct is a tangible good to something else, then you really aren't throwing any of your money in the garbage.
Which is what ADM's been doing for years in so many areas. We'll take the product and then the byproduct of that product, and then the byproduct of the byproduct of that product, and then the byproduct of the byproduct of the byproduct of that product.
Right, and you know there was some
new construction. I'm told by Nicole.
Oh, awesome! That is great. And you know, with Mueller's plant coming too, there was a title with that, like maybe the newest or biggest brass fitting plant in the States. And now we've got this insect protein, like biggest in the world. You know, there are a lot of things that are happening here that aren't just like, oh, we got another little insect thing. This is like the biggest in the world.
Yes. Corner of Brush College Road and Ray's Bridge Road.
Oh, awesome.
I'm told the site. So that gives you, if you think about it in relation to Richland Community College, that will give you some insight there. That's just incredible news. I cannot tell you, that's exactly the type of thing we should be concentrating on. That is exactly why the Howard G. Buffett donation to District 61 and the Duane Andrews Ag Academy. I mean, all of this is, in my mind, formulating, you know, this career path for kids here, the whole nine yards. It's really cool. I had hoped to have Chris Cuddy on with us this morning. He was with all of these announcements, but there is a press conference today, like a Zoom press conference at 11:30, so there will be more added to nowdecatur.com as we continue throughout the day. But just kudos to everyone involved. Now, Matthew McConaughey is governor of Texas. I'm sorry. It's dumb. It's superficial. It's not serious at all. But for some reason, I can't quit thinking about it. He did an interview with Hugh Hewitt. He's got evidently a book called Green Lights. Are you familiar with the book?
No.
I wasn't either. I'm not I find myself as an in-betweener on Matthew McConaughey.
He's got
I'm not a hater, and I'm not a huge fan. I don't have emotion attached to him. He's the naked bongo guy. Yeah. He's the live in the Airstream guy. He was unbelievable in True Detective.
Yeah.
You know, this reconnaissance, you know, that happened here in America. And so I don't hate. I don't super love. I'm somewhere in the middle, but I'm intrigued by him saying he might get into politics.
I think it's interesting. He is everything that he does is very unique to him. I mean, who can sell?
By the way, I think the car commercials are terrible. Yes.
Right, but they're him. I mean, it's like,
are they?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, I don't want the Zen and the Art of the Motorcycle stuff. You know, we had that with Phil. I think the car commercials are terrible. I mean, I think the Saturday Night Live parodies of the car commercials are fantastic.
Right.
You know, but I don't know that I know him.
No, he is a super sports fan. I believe Texas Longhorns is his big.
Oh yeah,
his big thing. I know
he was on the sidelines, you know, with Vince Young, and I mean, you know, that was that. Yeah, there's that guy.
He's definitely interesting to a lot of people for a lot of different reasons.
I think of him in a superficial way, meaning dazed and confused, right? Which is the first time, you know, all right.
Yeah.
So creepy, right? And that hair. And then I think of him as like, he was like Lance Armstrong's buddy, right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then I think of him as like shirtless, like, I don't know, I mean, and which probably isn't fair. And then he did all these like bromance movies that were, I had no interest in whatsoever. And then I remember watching True Detective on HBO and just being blown away.
Lincoln Lawyer was another one kind of that.
I think there's a whole.
Dallas, where he was. Yeah,
yes, but that came after True Detective, right?
Oh, did
it? That was part of the reconnaissance. I'd have to look that up. But I mean, there was a whole wasted like 10 years of just mediocre movies.
Right.
And then it's like, wow, he's a serious actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's interesting. And if this isn't a joke and this isn't meant to be silly and he wants to put himself out there because he's already out there, he's already got the callous skin to what people are going to think about him, then give it a shot.
Know. He says, I don't know. I mean, that wouldn't be up to me. It would be up to the people more than it would be me. I would say this. Look, politics seems to be a broken business to me right now. And when politics redefines its purpose, I could be a hell of a lot more interested. He went on to say about the election, I want to get behind personal values to rebind our social contracts with each other as Americans, as people again. Coming out of the election right now, we've got to stabilize. This country's got to stabilize first before we start to say, okay, here's how we're marching out of this together and moving forward. So, you know, his sentiment seems to be something I could align myself with, but I don't know anything about his politics, you know, which I guess is a good thing, right?
Yeah, that's good. He's saying the right things without us knowing what party he's coming from, and we both seem to like the message he's saying. I think that's pretty cool.
He was in Between Two Ferns, the movie, which I haven't seen.
I love Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis.
I didn't see White Boy Rick. Critics tore it apart.
Yeah,
it looked intriguing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was okay in The Dark Tower. You know, he played the supervillain in that. There was Gold.
Gold was fun. I like that.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of these things, you know, I loved Interstellar. That movie was fantastic. True Detective, actually, you're right. The Dallas Buyers Club was a year before True Detective, but I don't know when that was released. That's just production years.
Mm-hmm.
He was really good in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
But he played Rust Cole in True Detective. If you've never watched that show, that first season, there hasn't been anything remotely close to matching the first season because they redo it every year with new actors and a new case. That first season was with Woody Harrelson?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was the best one of the three. I like the third one, second best because of Mahershala Ali. The second one with Vince Vaughn, Colin Farrell, it was all right. I mean, I like the series. I'll watch them every time they come out. But, yeah, season one was like, oh, my goodness, groundbreaking again. Very good.
Yep. And I would also say there's probably a big fan of, like, Magic Mike. I'm not one of them because, you know, male strippers just isn't my thing. But I'm sure there's a lot of
it was a big deal.
Who really enjoyed that. But there was a long list of Ghost of Girlfriends Past, Surfer Dude. He showed up in Tropic Thunder, which was good. We Are Marshall.
That was solid.
It was okay. Two for the Money, Sahara, Paparazzi, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I mean, there was a lot of time wasted where I think he just, and I don't blame him. I think you get into that wheelhouse where they just keep paying you huge sums of money to do something you don't really have to work that hard at.
Yeah. And he can kind of play the love interest. He can be silly. He can be serious. He's got enough range that it works.
Here's one that you should go back and check out. Pre-Batman Christian Bale, Reign of Fire. That was actually a really good movie. And he was almost unrecognizable in that movie.
Yeah, absolutely. And you had me at Christian Bale. When I saw him in American Psycho, I think that was the first time that I ran into him. I couldn't get enough of that guy. He's an exceptional actor, Christian Bale.
And you can go all the way back to A Time to Kill, which was the John Grisham book that was and that was his sort of introduction to the world stage.
Yeah, is that Samuel L. Jackson in that as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that movie.
Governor McConaughey. I just that seems like it would be doable.
I think it could. I think he could do it.
And I don't think all celebrities translate that way.
No.
You know, a lot of them you'd sort of like eyeball a role and go, why don't you just stay in your corner?
Yeah.
There's something about Texas that he that and him
and
that
it, Yeah, and the way he talks, his speech patterns kind of work too. He's very, very measured and very approachable the way he talks. It's interesting.
I don't know. It might be great. It might be the most annoying thing you've ever been a part of. Who knows? All right. When we get back on the other side of the break, we still have a lot to get to, including my intense relationship with season four of The Crown. I don't think this is healthy. I don't even know why I like it. I mean, there are people that have owned all the Princess Di collectible stuff. I mean, can't get enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny to watch Lindsay's reaction to my reaction to the characters. And it's a dramatization. Of course, people weren't privy to the real private conversations of all this. And I feel incredibly sorry for the Queen and for Prince Charles. Lindsay finds them to be despicable human beings. And it's so interesting when you watch the same thing and have two completely different reactions.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you more about that on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
We mask for our customers, our staff, and the community.
This is Todd and Angie Mason of the Beach House.
Right now is a difficult time for restaurants and businesses like ours. We are all frustrated and tired of this pandemic.
But frustration and anger won't make it go away. The only way to help our community and our local restaurants is to practice social distancing, proper hand washing,
and to wear a mask when you're in public. If everyone did their part, we could not only save local businesses, but save lives. Isn't that worth it?
Please do your part and wear a mask.
You're building a legacy, and you're at a point where you're moving beyond your own financial goals. You're focused on your family's security, giving to a cause you're passionate about, or even starting a foundation. Entrust Busey Wealth Management to maximize your wealth's potential. We'll provide you with the highest level of personalized service with your goals and values at the forefront. Learn more at Busey.com. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Memorial Health Systems and Decatur Memorial Hospital have created a COVID-19 dashboard to increase public awareness about hospitalizations in our community.
When Decatur Memorial's got somewhere between 25% and 35% of our inpatients are COVID positive, that's putting tremendous strain on the system. The science on this is very clear. Wearing a mask, social distancing works.
Find the dashboard at choosememorial.org/COVID-19 and listen to the podcast with DMH CEO Drew Early at nowdecatur.com.
As communities continue to respond to COVID-19, SIU Center for Family Medicine wants to remind you to mask up, wash your hands, and social distance. 6 feet. If you are being COVID tested, you must quarantine until you receive a negative test result because this ensures the safety of others. If you are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms like shortness of breath, fever, or a cough, call 217-545-5100. Our pandemic health workers can help you get the resources you need. Do your part. Mask up, wash your hands, and social distance. 6 feet.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday. Good morning and welcome. So season four of The Crown. Now, have you watched any of this at all? I mean, like from the very beginning?
Yeah, season one I watched all of.
Yeah. And what kept you from going on to season two and season three?
My backlog, probably. Okay. I mean, I would watch it again. For sure.
This seems to me to be a television series aimed at women of a certain age. Mm-hmm. You know, like the demo for this would be that, right? And particularly here in America.
Yeah, there hasn't been an episode missed at my home. I've just missed most of them myself.
Right. and man, we love us some Princess Di, right?
Yeah, she... You know, I was a little young to kind of know
God, you're breaking my heart right now.
I mean, to know the ins and outs, but I knew how important she was, and her death was like maybe like at that time in my life, it felt like the biggest thing that I had been around. It was huge, but I didn't really have context. And then going back, you're like, man, people have loved Princess Di to. She's one of the most beloved people that have been in modern times
because she's the people's princess. All of that, and I have a little different take on all of it. I mean, everybody has their history. I feel sorry for everyone involved, including the royal family. You can't even imagine what it would be like from the Queen to Prince Harry and everything in between being in that fishbowl. I mean, I don't think your average person could possibly understand how that environment, that ecosystem works, right?
Oh, it's unbelievably complex. You know, we've seen some dramatizations of it. There's a pretty good Christmas movie that's got a sequel where it's an American journalist ends up being in the princess role, and you can kind of see the family's resentment of her and her. I mean, it's fictional, but it's like you start to see all the complications that are in that on that level.
Great movie called The Queen with Helen Mirren in one of her standout roles. And so people usually come into this like Cards and Cups fans. I mean, it's just like you're all in on Princess Di and you hate the royal family. And that's, I would suggest, probably 90% of where people are, because, you know, you're not buying margarine tins with, you know, Prince Charles's face on it or all the collectibles or the things that have, you know. I mean, there are people that have built like shrines in this country.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the closest thing we ever had to royalty was sort of the Kennedy family.
Yeah,
I mean, that's our American version of royalty. I mean, even now, there's still watered-down third-generation versions of this that get more attention than they deserve because of the name Kennedy.
Yeah, sure.
And so we have a hard time understanding what that – and then we also have a hard time understanding, and particularly if you're watching season four, is this unbelievable performance by Gillian Anderson as Margaret Thatcher and the disconnect between the royal family and the PM and how – the PM is literally in charge of the country, but because of this built-in, we put our politics into this, and it's not our politics. The royal family still, without any actual official sort of responsibility of votes, or they still have all this unbelievable power. And it is Prince Philip is a guy you'd like to smack. I mean, you're watching all of this unfold in a dramatized way, and good God, is it entertaining.
Yeah, well, maybe I need to swing back into it.
You could get into this without even seeing 1, 2, or three, as far as the seasons are concerned, because it's sort of self-contained, meaning that it starts in like 1977, when 16-year-old Diana and Prince Charles was sort of dating her sister or whatever it is they do, and meets her, and then right now it's you know, a couple, 3, 4 episodes in, leading up to the wedding, and you know she was 20 years old. But people think of Prince Charles as way older than her. He was 32 when they married, so he wasn't like a really old dude. And for some reason, even in my mind, I go back to that wedding and think he was, you know, like in his 40s or something. I mean, he was 32 years old, and that guy didn't get to choose the woman he loved, which he now is with, Camilla Parker Bowles. You know, he was forced by his family to pick someone of a certain age, of a certain breeding, you know, all of this stuff. And it really does just make you feel kind of sorry for everyone involved.
Yeah, absolutely. That stinks. And for a lighter version of that, the movie that I was talking about is A Christmas Prince, The Royal Wedding, and the sequel, The Royal Baby.
Yeah,
You want the very, very diet and low-stakes version.
You know what? I don't want the
you
caffeine
don't want it.
Free.
This isn't for you.
I want the drama. And every single person in this cast is unbelievable.
Yeah. That's a high, high-quality production. There's no question.
And I love that they do that in Britain, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they literally... You get superstars that will take smaller roles in these ensemble casts. We used to sort of do that in America. Not as much anymore, right? You know what it is? I think you see it a little bit in The Mandalorian.
Oh, my goodness. By the way, I read a stat. The Mandalorian has a five times lead over anything else on Disney Plus.
I believe that. Well, they haven't had anything new on Disney Plus forever, other than the right stuff on Nat Geo. Helena Bonham Carter is in this. I mean, the list just goes on and on. I mean,
she's Tim Burton's wife.
Yes, she is. Yeah. And she is wholly unlikable.
In this show?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
She plays Princess Margaret. And, you know, the sibling relationships, the parental relationships, this royalty snobbery that is just baked in. And then you introduce Diana, who's not, and then Margaret Thatcher, who wasn't. And the whole thing is just like, man, I feel like I can't get enough of it.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know if it's, I don't think it's cool.
No, I mean,
I think it's the exact opposite cool. I think what I'm doing right now is unbelievably geeky.
Yeah, let me say this. The situation as it really unfolded, not cool. As a thing to watch on TV,
my
cool.
My fandom of this is not cool.
Well, right now,
this isn't aimed at me. I'm not in the demographic they're looking for.
Listen, right now, in the world that we have, if you're able to unplug for an hour, and then go reload another episode and just enjoy yourself. It is aimed for you and all people.
All right. We'll take one last break. Here is Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Sunshine, but man, is it windy out there.
That's right. Today's going to be mostly sunny with a beautiful high of 68, but wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and windy with a low around 51. For Friday, slight chance of rain afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 64. And Saturday, 40% chance of rain and cloudy with a high near 48. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 57 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:55. And this look at your weather brought to you by Woods Basement Systems, serving central Illinois for all things basement-y.
With record low inventory, low interest rates, and climbing demand, this isn't a buyer's or a seller's market. This is everyone's market. Now's the time to start planning your next move. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, Brinkhotter Realtors has the team and resources you need to get started. Call 217-875-0555 or visit Brinkhotter.com today. Our technology, expertise, and network is your powerful advantage.
Find your way home. Brinkhotter.com.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Update your home with beautiful custom cabinets from Dura Supreme. Our complimentary custom design includes pricing and renderings to keep you within budget. And with a broad selection of woods and colors to choose from, you can have it all.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You want to know something that's in our lives right now that has never been in our lives with this pandemic, and this is the strangest sensation, when people drop off your radar and you get incredibly worried. People that generally will email you back or text you back within an hour, within a few minutes, and you go 24, 48 hours without hearing back from them, and you have this different mindset now that, oh, my God.
Yeah, that is like an instant pit in your stomach when you have that realization, like, man, they're usually real accountable or quick answers. It's scary.
I've never felt this in my life. Oh. You know, in months before, you would assume their phone was dead or they didn't have battery or they're, you know, taking a day off. And now there is this urgency with all of these spikes and people. One of those was Pastor Matt, and I, you know, he was not feeling well last week and was not on the show Friday. He will not be on the show with us tomorrow. And when I had sent him an email and there was this long time of him not responding, I thought, oh, my God. And then I did get a response, and his father is on a ventilator, and he's battling COVID right now, and so he's not going to be with us Friday. The good news is Pastor Matt is okay. The bad news is he has a loved one, you know, that's fighting this. And so it's just a whole different world out there, folks. We've yelled, we've screamed, we've jumped up and down and stomped our feet and pounded our fist, and the city council has acted. You just got to do your part. Just don't make it worse. That's what we can do as human beings for all of us. Don't make it worse. Thanksgiving's coming up. Make the right decisions. Wear your mask. Social distance. Wash your hands. Even if it's all a bunch of crap, what does it really hurt you? I mean, what does it really take away from your life to help other people? We'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, 6 a.m. Be safe out there. Have a great day.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. State universities are facing rising costs due to the pandemic, and the Legislative Audit Commission passed a resolution filed by State Senator Chapin Rose to give the institutions better flexibility to pay bills. The resolution will allow universities to be released from restrictions on indirect cost recovery funds. Rose's resolution will temporarily remove the restrictions on ICR funds, which will then be freed to be used as a potential source of revenue to help state-supported institutions deal with the costs incurred during the pandemic. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 8,922 newly confirmed cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois, including 140 additional confirmed deaths. Yesterday, Macon County officials reported 2 deaths. Officials also reported 132 newly confirmed cases, bringing the total number of cases in Macon County to 5,603.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.